We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from WMIE 91.5 FM. And we just want to thank you for tuning in. Today at 11 o'clock, we'll be having our vintage worship service. We will be having our Boys and Girls Ministries tonight at 7 p.m. or 6, you know, I keep saying 7 p.m. It actually starts at 6:30. We also, you know, for some of our families, we have some food available starting at 6 o'clock. That way, you know, when the kids get home from school, mom and dad get home from work and all that sort of stuff, it just makes it a little bit easier for them. And so if you've got some young boys or girls and would like to have them grow in their faith in Lord Jesus Christ and maybe prevent some real tragic things happening in their life later down the road, get them started off on a good foundation. You know, the Word of God says, if we train up a child in the way he should go when he's old, he will not depart from it. And so that's what our goal is for our mission, or for our Royal Rangers and Girls Ministries. We are interested in restoring value spiritually and relationally to broken lives, but we would also like to restore value to people's lives before they get into a broken condition. And so that's, you know, redemption is a great testimony for those of us who've, you know, maybe done a lot of things that we shouldn't have done. But an even greater testimony is, hey, I knew Jesus for as long as I can remember, and he has kept me in the faith all of this time. That's a phenomenal testimony. And so that's what we are trying to do with our Boys and Girls Ministry. We would also like to let you know one more time that this coming Sunday is the last day that you could bring items for our Save Ukraine Now project, 1.5 million refugees that we're trying to help keep from freezing and dying from exposure during this time. They've been displaced. And if you think the winter has been bad here, I mean, imagine what it is like in that region of the world where it's even further north, it's even colder. And so we appreciate your help. And I'll send out the invitation. If you'd like to come and help us to identify, we're going to be setting up a whole bunch of tables and putting things out that have been donated. We've got to label every bag, every box, in a manner that is fitting for customs. And so if you'd like to come and help us out with that, we would be greatly appreciative of the help. We're going to have a great time Sunday night, March the 15th. So we want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. So we were talking on yesterday's program about, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain that build it, the enemy always tries to come in and cause you and I to utilize inferior products instead of the superior products that God has provided for us. He's provided the Word for us. He provides the power of the Holy Spirit. And the truth of the matter is, God wants to build you up. He wants you to be a towering testimony to his saving grace. I want to take you today in the Word of God to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 1, and it says, "Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him, however in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. Okay, so let me just tell you there's a couple of references there to the word edification. That's just a fancy word that says he wants to build you up. Okay, and so let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 1, and it describes, first of all, that you and I are supposed to pursue love. We are supposed to pursue agape, unconditional love. It is not a relationship where it's all about me receiving and you giving. It is not about you receiving and me giving. It is about loving unconditionally. Now, I want you to know that the most perfect example of that, the only perfect example of that, is Jesus Christ. He pursued you and I. He is pursuing those who do not know him right now. He is pursuing them right now. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the reason. Everything was done because of love. He loved us when we were his enemies. He loved us when we had nothing good to say about him. In fact, we were fighting against his plans and his purposes all along the way. And so today, I just want you to know that if you are going to be building yourself into a skyscraper that is going to be able to touch heaven and touch earth, that you and I, it has got to be built in love. There's no other way. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. You and I are called to speak the truth in love. We are called to speak the truth in love. We're supposed to remember that mercy triumphs over judgment. And so those are all things. Oh, by the way, I think I forgot to mention our sponsor here today, the one that's helping to bring this project, this radio broadcast to you, and that's Bill and Heidi Andriak from Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. If you have any air conditioning or heating needs, hopefully we're about to the end of the season where we'd need the heat, but you never know around here right now. So, but if you have any needs whatsoever with your heating or air conditioning, you can reach Bill at 759-3284, and he will fix you up. So, back to pursuing love. Love is the distinguishing characteristic of the body of Christ. We are supposed to be more than just a social club. And love, if we are going to pursue it, we really need to pursue it. Right now, there should be people that you are pursuing with the love of God. You are praying for them. You are believing for them. You are, praying, studying. You want them to experience the same love from God that you and I have. Jesus, it says, was moved with compassion for people. He would come into an area, he would see those in need, and he would be moved with compassion. When was the last time that you saw a great need and it moved you to the point you said, I've got to do something? I want to thank those of you who have been a part of our Save Ukraine Now project. There have just been some amazing stories that have come. Right, if you were to walk in our church today, you would see our little foyer area. We've got a little kind of reception area that we have. It's not huge, but you would see all of these bags and all of these baskets filled with pants and shirts, sweaters, jackets, coats, blankets, just And we're a very small congregation. And it doesn't matter. If you can't bring the items to us, if you'll call us and let us know, hey, we want to be a part of this, but we don't have any way of transporting the goods up here, if you'll call us at 454-4263 or send us an email at meritassembly@hotmail.com. If you miss those numbers, they'll show up again later at the close of the broadcast. But if you'll give us the information, we'll try and come to where you are to pick the things up, because we want to be a blessing. This is our last week of collecting items so that we can ship it. The reason that we haven't shipped it already is the missionary said, Bob, I have to stagger these things out, because if all of these containers were to arrive at the same time, they would overwhelm our staff that we have that would have to try and process this. So that's where we are. And so for those who have been moved with compassion, that is phenomenal. We at my church, I look for people who they are fulfilling a ministry need, not because they, have to, but because they have a compassion for it. I want people on the worship team who believe passionately about expressing their love for God through music. That our technology team, we look for them to be passionate about that. I'm very passionate about preaching the Word of God. I hope that you can get that from the radio broadcast here. I'm looking for passionate people in youth ministry, passionate people in every area of our life that believe, this ministry here is absolutely crucial to reaching somebody with the love of Jesus Christ. And so I want to ask you today, are you pursuing unconditional love, or are you just kind of hoping that the ship of love will come by? Because as a church, we are not here to wait for the lost to come to us. We are supposed to go and take the love of Jesus to them. Jesus didn't say for them to come. He said for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. There's a phenomena that it says, you just need to target a certain group, and you need to target this group and that, leave that other group for somebody else over here. And, I don't see that in the Word of God. I'll just be honest with you. I believe that when we gather around the throne, it's going to be every tribe, every tongue, every nation. Somebody was asking me, this goes back a long time ago, what is the demographic of your church? What does it look like? And it's like, well, we have people from here, 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 and here. We have this age group, this age group, this age group, this age group. And we're looking to not create an unbalanced body, but a biblically balanced body that is able to grow. And as we are built up even stronger by the Spirit of the Lord, that we will be able to reach even more people. That's where we are. So I hope that you are pursuing love, that you are known as a person of love, not just a person loving emotions, but a person who actively expresses your love and appreciation. Did you know that you could express your love and appreciation for people with something as simple as a compliment? Next time you see a police officer, go up and say thank you for your service. If you see someone that is serving in the military, say thank you for your service. If you this is not meant to be self-serving, but when you go to church this week, why don't you go up and tell your pastor, hey, pastor, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for all you do for the kingdom of God. It doesn't cost anything to give someone a compliment. The only thing that it takes is your willingness to express that. So if we are going to be built up, it will not be built up on a foundation of pride, but of humility. It will not be built through arrogance. It will not be built through anger or malice. It is the only type of house that God is looking to build is a house that is built on the peace, the joy, and the love of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Okay? Everybody will know that you are his disciple when you have love one for another. And so pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Desire spiritual gifts. We at Merit Assembly of God, we are Pentecostal. We're not just Pentecostal in doctrine. We are Pentecostal in practice as well. We believe that God wants to give us the giftings of the Holy Spirit. You can study about those gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We believe that he wants those gifts in operation, not as a merit badge for our Christianity, but as a means to be able to express the love that God has for broken humanity to them in a manner that they are going to be able to understand, that it is going to be a blessing. Again, let me say this. If you are desiring spiritual gifts for a merit badge, you're missing the point. It is, you and I are supposed to desire spiritual gifts for the ability to build up the body of Christ. Okay? So let me ask you this. If spiritual giftings are meant to edify the body of Christ, which is what it talks about here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It says on two occasions, he who prophesies, that's one of the spiritual gifts, speaks edification. And then in verse number 5, it says that he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interpret that the church may receive edification. Okay? So if God in his word, if by the Holy Spirit he inspires Paul to say that spiritual gifts in operation in a local church are going to result in it being built up, why would we want to limit God's construction opportunities? Why would we want to say, oh, no, we're not going to be able to use that tool here? No, that's not going to meet our spiritual building codes. No. That might be too messy. We can't have, that's not the way that God wants to build. God's the expert, you know? So desire spiritual gifts. And it says, especially that you may prophesy. And again, we're not doing a spiritual gifting study right now, but, go back to, chapter 12, and you'll find out about the spiritual gifts. If you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you will find out about the type of love that you and I are supposed to pursue. I think I will touch on that just a little bit. And look in verse number 4. It says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. That's the type of love that God is looking for you and I to have. A long-suffering, kind, not easily provoked to jealousy. It's not arrogant. It's not puffed up. It doesn't behave rudely. It is not self-centered. It is not provoked. It doesn't think any evil. It doesn't rejoice in sin, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. Okay? Look at that. It doesn't say bears most things. It says bears all things. That's the type of love that God has for you. Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Are you ready for me to just demolish an argument that this world has to say? And the world would say this: well, I just fell out of love. I just fell out of love. I just don't love them anymore. Well, then you had the wrong love metric going on, because God's love says that it never fails. That doesn't mean that everything is always just going to be peaches and cream, but it just means that you and I, that we are not going to give up on one another. It is time to end the disposable relationship model that this world has tried to get us to build on. And it's time to dispose of the emotional or romantic model that the world has tried to get us to build on, and build on the solid foundation of unconditional love that never, ever fails. Never fails. Okay? That's the type of love that God wants. It says, and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. So let me tell you, take you down to verse number 3 here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And it says, but he who prophesies, okay? So this is how you know that if a person is operating in a spiritual gift from God, because just as certainly as there is a genuine, there is also a counterfeit. Okay, the enemy will come in, and people can have some charisma and giftings and natural abilities, but that doesn't mean that that's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Here is what it says about he who prophesies, that when he speaks or she speaks, it is for edification. It is for edification. And like we talked about in last week, it might not look like edification at the first, you know, because, if you have a faulty foundation, you don't want to be building the upper floors of a skyscraper until you have repaired the foundation. And so when a person is prophesying in the body of Christ, it is for edification. It is for building people up, building the church up. That's what it's supposed to do. It says edification and exhortation. Exhortation. Are you ready? People think that once they graduate high school or graduate college, that they, woohoo, school is over. I tell you what, I wish I had some of the problems that I had when I was in school now. life doesn't get easier. Life gets more challenging once you get out of school, because now you're taking theory and you've got to put it into practice. He who prophesies, he speaks edification. That is the motivation. But it is also exhortive. It is something that is supposed to teach you and I how to be a better representative of Jesus Christ. And you and I, if we ever get to the place where we are not teachable, we are in a very dangerous place. Anytime you get to that place, and I've had people tell me, I don't need you to teach me anything else. And it's like, man, that's a dangerous statement. Not that I'm such a phenomenal teacher, but anytime that you get to that place where you say there's nothing left for me to learn, then you have just set a cap on your building. You have what they call topped out your structure, because God is constantly looking to reveal himself to us. I've been at this thing for a lot of years. I've been in the ministry for over 30 years, been preaching for over 35 years. And I'm still learning in the Word of God, still learning from other men and women of God. I thank God for them. I want to learn. You know, there's a saying out there that says, you and I are supposed to be lifelong learners. And when a person is prophesying, they are not just speaking from their knowledge or their resources. When a person is prophesying, they are teaching you from the heart of God. Now let me caution you. If somebody starts trying to teach you something and says, oh, this is just one of the deeper truths of God, and it doesn't line up with the Word of God, run. Because God will never violate his word. He says that he has exalted his word and his name above all things. He is going to make sure that the things that he teaches you are things that line up with the word of God. Moses, you know, was the most powerful man on the earth. And he went to God and he said, God, I need you. You know I was trained in the schools of Egypt, the highest halls of learning of the day, but God, I need you to teach me your ways. Be a lifelong learner. If so, if somebody is operating in the gift of prophecy, which it's, Paul writes and says, desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy, that means that you are going to be building people up and you are going to be speaking spiritual truths to them that are going to line up with the Word of God. And the last thing it says is, and comfort to men. And comfort to men. I remember hearing an interview about a famous preacher, and the person that was being interviewed said, he truly does preach good news, and there's a lot more that goes on in that ministry than what people see on the surface. I've known people that go there and they say, you know, what you hear on television is one thing, but when you're there, there's some serious discipleship that takes place that doesn't get talked about a lot. But they said he truly preaches good news. And I was talking to somebody and I realized that there are so many broken and hurting people that were out there that they just needed somebody to speak a word of healing to them, a word of comfort. So today, I want you to know that God is looking to make life easier for you, that you are not going through your storm or your trial all by yourself, but he is right there with you, walking through the fire. Do not give up on God because he has not given up on you. Okay? And so today you might be going through a spiritual firefight like you've not encountered in a long season. And maybe right now this broadcast is coming to you. And just allow me to let you know, God is building you up. I remember a Sunday school quarterly that we had when I was a teenager, and the title of the Sunday school quarterly was this: Under Construction. Under Construction. I don't remember any of the lessons in there. I just remember that it said, you all are under construction. You're under construction and I'm under construction today. And so allow God to cause your heart to hunger and thirst for the Word of God, for him to teach you. And if you're going through an intense storm today, I'm going to pray that God brings supernatural comfort to you. The Holy Spirit, by the way, is the comforter. And he knows how to comfort you like nobody else can. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the people who are listening today right now, Lord, that there would be construction tape around their life, that they would know that you are working on them, that you're not through with them, that you're building them up. I pray, God, that you would teach us your ways so that we could live in a manner that is pleasing to you and acceptable in your sight. And Lord, for anybody who's going through a storm right now, a physical challenge or any other challenge, build them up, comfort them right now in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.